The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Let's talk about the Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development, the OECD, to most of us. They have published a major review of Ireland's environmental performance over the past decade today, and amongst many recommendations, they say that in Ireland, we need to reconsider the introduction of domestic water charges. Yes, that hoary old chestnut. Well, John Gibbons is an environmental journalist and commentator, and he joins me now. John, do you agree with the OECD? Do we need to look at this?
Yeah, hi, Kieran. Yes, I think so. It's one of these, as you say, an old chestnut. It comes up every few years, and obviously it's been, a political rallying point for some in opposition to water charges. I guess nobody likes a tax. I'm not crazy about being taxed, but there's some taxes I think that make sense, and there's other taxes that don't. And consumption-based taxes, like water charges, make sense. And I think an important point to start with here is every country in the OECD, bar Ireland, every country in the OECD has water charges. In the same way, I suppose, that every country in the OECD charges for metered electricity, because it would be daft not to. And in a way, if you think of essential utilities that we get in our house, things that are delivered to us by meter or by pipe, the two most critical utilities for any Irish household, any household anywhere, are clean potable water and electricity. After that, everything else is a bonus. And I think, as I said, we're unique among developed countries that we do not charge, which essentially means that you've got some people who use water carefully and conserve it, and you've other people who don't. You also have what I would consider to be a regressive element to this, Kieran. And what I mean by that is, let's just say you've got, you know, a big house with a very big garden, let's say 2-acre garden and so on and so forth, and you're using tons of water. Now, the person living in the 2-bedroom department or the 1-bedroom department in Grand Canal Dock, their taxes are paying for the water that you're, you know, spraying out in Fox Rock. And that to me is regressive. I don't understand why you expect, or why anybody would expect, ordinary working people to be subsidizing basically better off people to overconsume a particular product. To me, it seems. And I'm not suggesting, by the way, that water is a product. It's not a product in the true sense of the word. It's a utility. And by the way, I think it should be a utility in the public domain. But essentially, water is a vital utility. We spend about €1.5 billion a year in processing, cleaning, transporting water. It is not free. So the notion of free water, it never was free. Mm. So we either have it in general tax or we don't. And it's important as well, Kieran, briefly, to say that down the country, many people involved in group water schemes are already paying for their own water supply. Yeah. And of course, they then pay through general taxation. They're paying a second time. And there's an inequity in that. I would also add that businesses, every business in Ireland, pays for its water by usage, which, by the way, I think is a really good idea, because it means, for example, that when you measure something, you tend to actually use it rationally. As I say, we measure our electricity consumption, we measure our gas consumption. And as a result of that, we're able to look at ways to, I suppose, to minimise use and to eliminate waste. Okay. But with something as... go ahead.
Paul Murphy, the People for Profit TD, is with us as well. Paul, it's daft not to charge people for something like water or electricity.
We need to have a lot more investment in our water infrastructure. And that's something we have been calling for in the socialist left for more than a decade at this time. And the government has not done it. And the reason the government has not done it is not because they didn't achieve the introduction of water charges. The level of investment we have in our water services now is exactly the same as what they wanted to have when they were trying to implement water charges. So whether you have water charges or not does not affect what level of investment you have in terms of water. There's a political discussion and a battle to be won to say we need to properly invest in our water infrastructure, and we're in favour of that. The second question then is, how do you pay for that? And the question is whether the government would attempt to go again and attempt to basically greenwash austerity to introduce what are regressive taxes. Let's remember, the model of water charges that they had was basically €260 for every household. That meant that was 10% of the poorest 10%'s disposable income. And I think it was 0.2% of the richest 10%'s income. So it massively was putting the tax burden onto ordinary people. So I'm for investing in our water infrastructure, but I'm for paying for that, for example, by introducing a COVID wealth tax on the likes of Dennis O'Brien, who has increased his personal wealth throughout the course of the pandemic by 4 million euros every single day, 1.5 billion euros. I'm for introducing a wealth tax, which even the IMF is in favor of at this stage, which in this country would raise 3.6 billion. That, as opposed to more regressive charges that hit ordinary people and will turn people off the kind of action we need on the environment.
But you've talked about this wealth tax before on this show as well, in the context of other shortcomings when it comes to public services, as you see it, including housing. I mean, we can't use it for everything. It won't pay for everything. And will water charges not help us pay for some of those shortcomings when it comes to water infrastructure, like lead pipes and leaks and Dublin teetering on the brink of water shortages?
But like I said, there is no correlation between having water charges or not and whether you have investment. They can have water charges. If they had water charges now, we would still have the same lack of investment. And that's not some theoretical point. That's in black and white in terms of their plans, right? So, I mean, in general, we're in favor of a taxation model that hits ordinary workers a lot less, and that hits the big corporations, hits the high earners, and hits the very wealthy. And those people
on that,
have a lot of
on that, Paul, then, before I go back to John, what about his point that the system that we have in place at the moment, whereby it's paid out of general taxation, that essentially the person who's living in the two up, two down in the city centre is subsidising the person out in Fox Rock who's watering the lawn?
That
sounds like a working person subsidizing somebody who's got all that money who you want to tax.
But the same argument can be made around having access to free primary school or secondary school. It's a progressive thing to have things as universal basic services and have water as a universal basic right that people have, and then to tax people according to wealth, income, profits, etc. The other important point I would make is that, like,
not really like for like primary school and water, is it?
I think it should be a universal right. And I think the environmental movement should be pushing for other things to be decommodified. We should be saying that transport should be free and green and accessible.
But we want to encourage people to use less water. We don't want to encourage people not to send their kids to primary school because it costs the state money.
Is that we shouldn't allow the government to dress up austerity measures with some like greenwashing, which they don't care about. Look at the blind eye that they have turned to the destruction of our rivers, right? And over 50% of all of the pollution in our rivers is a consequence of industrialized agriculture. You don't see the government doing anything in terms of the dairy herds because they're not interested in touching agri business. There you have a real issue.
The OECD as well does mention agriculture and the need to crack down on that. And I'm sure John Gibbons, having spoken to John, will be in agreement on you on the need to do something there. But in terms of water, John, what do you say to Paul's accusation that this is greenwashing as a way of greenwashing austerity?
Yeah, there's always that concern. And I have to say, I find myself in strong agreement with almost everything that Paul has just said. I would love to progressive wealth taxes that he's describing. And these whether they pay for everything and what time scale, I think we can have a separate discussion about. But I think we absolutely need to be moving in that direction. But as I made the point, there is a regressive element to this that we need to address. And on the greenwashing thing, I think if it were simply a ploy, as Paul is suggesting, surely other citizens in other OECD countries would have figured this out as well, that charging for water is a scam. And yet not one other country has accepted that premise. So that to me suggests that we're actually the outlier here. And by the way, the OECD includes plenty of countries with a democratic socialist model, right? Countries like the Nordic countries, where they're not all, bare-knuckle capitalism is really the point I'm trying to make. And therefore, if we're suspicious of everything on the assumption that that's what that there's this alternative motive. I do understand that, but I'm not sure that water charges are the hill that I would want to die on. Either as an environmentalist, Kieran, or as from somebody from the left, I actually think this is somewhere that we should be able to agree on. And I will finally say that I couldn't agree with Paul more strongly in relation to who is actually the culprits behind the destruction of our national water quality.
Paul, are your fellow travellers on the left around Europe deluded about water charges?
No, but the genuine socialists across Europe are also against water charges. And you look at, I mean, the OECD does have an agenda. I mean, there's lots that appears good in the OECD report, but the OECD also produces documents arguing for private sector participation in water infrastructure and argues for privatization. So this isn't some hidden conspiracy. Yes, around Europe, they've managed to establish water charges. Mm. Yes, in many parts of Europe and the OECD, they've managed to privatize water services. And those experiences are negative for ordinary people, but very positive for the likes of Veolia, the big corporations, which get to make profits from these services.
Would you be more agreeable to some introduction of domestic water charges if we had, as Anne has suggested here on the text line of 53106, a referendum first that would guarantee through law there'd be no privatisation of the of water provision or water infrastructure?
I'm not going to support water charges because it is a regressive measure in terms of relationship to people's income, and it is linked to a kind of creeping privatization. Like even at the moment, Irish Water is in public ownership, but you have so-called design, build and operates all over the place, which are run on a private basis. But I do think the fact that the government has refused to do the referendum, which they previously committed to, should give everyone food for thought in terms of what is the real agenda here. And they repeatedly refuse. And I think people might have seen the Reeling in the Years last night, which is about 2014, and the numbers of people out on the streets protesting. Like, if they attempted to go down this road again, I think they'd get the same response again.
I suspect they would. What about the point before I let you go, Paul, that John made about all those rural dwellers who are paying twice? That they're on group water schemes and are paying for the upkeep of those group water schemes. Should they get some refund?
Yes. And in fact, they did benefit from the defeat of the water charges. The grant was increased by the same amount, by the €160, which those who are in the direct Irish water schemes benefited from. But I don't think people should be having to pay for access to water, ordinary people. I think it's absolutely correct that businesses should pay for access to water.
So sorry, the state should go and take over all those group water schemes and run them?
No, it shouldn't. It doesn't necessarily take them over, but via the mechanism of grants which it currently operates, it can effectively ensure that people don't have a net payment into them.
All right, Paul Murphy, the People for Profit TD, and John Gibbons, the environmental journalist and commentator, thank you both very much for joining me here on The Hard Shoulder.